Morning, we're turning the clock back on June 11, the day when Beatlemania arrived in Australia.
Here they go. Here come the Beatles, absolutely out of control.
The Fab Four landed in Darwin about 3 in the morning before flying on to Sydney with thousands of people lining the streets on each of their stops over 13 days.
Out here in front of the hotel, where the crowd is absolutely thick. You cannot see an inch of space. All you can see is heads, baskets and coloured jerseys.
One of the biggest box office hits of the 80s premiered on this day in 1982, E.T.
I'm keeping you.
E.T. Phone home.
And it was in 2000 that the two Woodies, Todd Woodbridge and Mark Woodford, became the most successful doubles team of all time when they won their 58th title at the French Open. They've since been immortalised in bronze at Melbourne Park.
I feel very honoured, though, to be now out in Garden Square amongst all of the greats. I'm never too far away from the other Woody, Mark Woodford, so he's coming up there just after me.
June 11 birthdays, the man they called the Flying Scot, motor racing legend Sir Jackie Stewart, is 79 today.
If you get it in the wrong lane on this first bend here, you're going to lose this whole series.
One of the country's best sports commentators, Ray Warren, is 75.
Coyne goes for the corner and gets the try. It's a miracle.
Oh, yeah.
Graham Russell, singer, songwriter, guitarist with Air Supply, is 68.
Lost in love and I don't know much.
And Aussie comedian Carl Barron turns 54 today.
Two could have been, three could have been, would have made that Jackson song a bit different. A, B, C, it's easy as...
Finally, one of cinema's greats died on this day in 1979.
Oh, good luck, Pilgrim.
The Duke, John Wayne, starred in 140 movies and was one of the biggest box office stars for three decades. He died aged 72 on this day.
That's for risking my grandson's life. You do that again and I'll break every bone in your body.
There's some of the things we're remembering on June 11.